adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr.
You had your fun.
Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's not Dr. Drew. That's Dr. Bruce, ably filling in for Dr. Drew. Dr. Bruce, board-certified physician, also an addiction medicine specialist, and Dr. Drew, is a emergency medicine specialist. And
I am the smartest man alive!
He is.
Thank you.
Drew always tells me how smart he is. So I can never believe him when I see Bruce in person.
Drew hasn't convinced you yet of my...
No, it's not. If I hadn't met you, I would assume that you were, Moses from the mountain. But now I know you. Bruce is a wizard with the laser and can remove tattoos or crow's feet or
Absolutely.
Liver spots. And you know what I think we should do is, we'll take the same calls we always take because you're just as qualified as Drew. But maybe we should skew it a little bit toward the cosmetic stuff, stuff you can do with the laser. Yes?
Acne stuff too. Acne is a good topic.
Now, what do you know about that? I mean, what's that have to do with the laser?
It's turned out that, for instance, Accutane has been the gold standard for treating very difficult to treat acne. So it's turned out there's a medication, ALA, aminolevulinic acid, that you can use as a pre-treatment for a photofacial and get essentially the same results.
Photofacial is a laser.
It's like
facial.
A laser using intense pulse light that actually it down-regulates the activity in the acne pustule. But it's used for aging, for rosacea, people have the red nose, like the W.C. Fields.
Is the basic deal with the laser, is it the same as like dermabrasion is? In the sense that the idea is if your face was a piece of wood, it'd have a bunch of lines in it, and you want to sort of sand it down so those lines aren't so evident.
That's really what you're doing with some of the... Microdermabrasion is very superficial. It's your epidermis. But you get into the dermis and collagen, and one of the primary problems is as you age, one of the reasons you develop wrinkles, you lose about 1% of collagen every year after age 21. And as you lose collagen, it's like the structural support for your skin. So you have essentially too much skin, not enough tissue and collagen beneath.
So how's it go? It goes epidermis,
and then dermis,
and then... Where's the collagen?
The collagen's in the dermis and into the...
And that's the elastic part?
There's also elastic tissue, but collagen is a support structure. It's a connective tissue. It's in the bone family, the stuff in your ears. So you can stimulate its growth with intense light.
So how does the laser work for the zits?
The laser, it's mostly intense pulse light, which you're taking away... Laser's one wavelength, intense pulse light. You have a white light and then filters that pick out certain wavelengths. The wavelengths that are absorbed by red... In particular, in terms of acne, you're using in the 400.
Do you break it up? Do you kill it?
It turns out what acne is you get clogged pores and you get the sebum, the stuff that you normally should make to lubricate the hairs.
Right.
And that gets plugged up in a pore.
So your face, and I'm just going to break this down, but
break it down.
Your face and your skin produce the sebum.
Which is just
your general sort of stuff that comes out of you.
Right. Oily substance.
Oily. It's not sweat, but it's like sort of oily. Yeah. And your face produces more than your elbow?
Your face has more hair follicles than your elbow does. It's really related to the hair follicles.
So the more hair, so your scalp would have the most sebum.
Well, yeah, your scalp would have more of those type of, but you don't have, the problem is more focused on the face, the upper back.
So the zit is one of the pores gets clogged. How does it get clogged? You know, people have zits clean their face a lot. Why do their pores get clogged so much?
Well, normally what the skin does is you're turning over cells very rapidly and you have the dead cells are shed. Mm-hmm. And in this area, in the pore, you get these actually dead cells that clog the pore. The sebum builds up, and the theory is you have bacteria that go in there and they start breaking down the sebum, which is a fat, into fatty acids and inflammatory substances, and they cause redness,
and
inflammation.
That's a zit.
And that's why they use benzoyl peroxide is like
an
antibiotic. Well, essentially, it kills bacteria. It's a very effective antibiotic, but it does dry things up, and now they found it also does stimulate you get the free radical production with that substance. So it turns out that there
is
are...
Is that bad?
Yeah, that's bad. So it turns out things like Retin-A are prescribed.
Mm-hmm.
And what Accutane is sort of like an oral Retin-A type agent. But it's you've got to get blood tests. And
yeah, if you're a woman, you'll have to get on the pill, right?
Absolutely.
Because there'll be birth defects. And it, Drew's been on it before. It dries up the corners of his mouth and dries up your skin. I mean, there's side effects.
But it decreases the shedding of these dead cells, which plug up the follicle. So it turns out that there is a handpiece for this pulse light unit, which has wavelengths that are absorbed by red. It goes down into the unit, the acne.
So once a week you would get this procedure?
You get them every 2 weeks for three treatments. But it turns out if you add this medication, you put on the face 45 minutes before the treatment, and this is absorbed by the acne region. And when the light hits this, it releases, it destroys the acne
lesion. All right, so you can work. I mean, in this day and age, no reason to have bad skin, right?
Well,
you get your shit taken care of. And you can get rid of tats with this thing. Get rid of minor wrinkles with this thing. You can get rid of... so it really sounds like an infomercial at this
point.
It does.
Rosacea, the redness that a lot of people have, and then peels.
Yeah, what about like liver spots?
Liver spots very effectively
get rid of that
with a laser or with an
What about the people? I'm interested in this. What about the people who had the bad acne as teens, and then they just go through their life scarred? They just have that pockmarked cheeks or whatever, and can they do something about that?
Those are different than others. So those are classically known as ice pick scars. And some scars, you have too much, it's a form of collagen, you have too much scar tissue. But if you look at somebody with an acne scar, there's actually a loss of tissue. You have sharp edges around this little
hole. Is each one of those scars a big zit?
It was a zit at one time.
At some point that they screwed with too much?
Probably.
Because
but even if you don't screw with it, just the inflammation from the acne can cause those kind of scars. And having
how do you get rid of that?
Chemical peels, photofacials, especially if you do a phototherapy, add this aminolevulinic acid and do a treatment with the photofacial machine, several of those treatments, you have improvement in this. And you can add, there's different types of microdermabrasion, and then there's dermabrasion, which is almost a surgical procedure, which is a very deep mechanical abrasion of the skin.
Actually, is it like a sandblaster?
It is. It's more like a sandblaster. And then some of the chemical peels are fairly deep, and they do... If you stimulate collagen growth, then you're going to get more tissue to replace what's lost in some of these kind of scores.
Now I'm bored.
Okay, now you're bored.
But here's the thing. If you have any questions regarding doing something, any of the things we just discussed, acne or removing tats or anything like that, tonight's the night to ask, because... Well, actually, you could ask tomorrow night, too, but tonight is the night. Yeah. Bree?
Yes?
You're 20?
Yep.
What's up, baby doll?
All right. Me and my boyfriend, we've been dating for about 2 years, right? And, like, our sex life is kind of, you know, you get kind of in a rut when you're with somebody for so long. Mm-hmm. So we're thinking about maybe bringing it, like, having a threesome with another girl.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it's, like, a really good idea or not, because... I've heard that kind of thing can kind of backfire on you.
Whose idea was it?
Well, it was kind of both of our idea.
Yeah.
Meaning
it was his idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. He brought it up. Now,
well,
do you... Okay, let me give you the reasons for the threesome and how they'll work. If you are looking for an excuse to experiment with a female, but you don't want to call yourself a lesbian, this is your opportunity to do it.
I've already been there, done that.
Okay. So you've done it already. Did you like it?
Yeah. It's different, I mean, but it's the same thing, you know, basically.
Where do you get the female, by the way?
Actually, it's a kind of funny story. It was another girl that wanted to do it. I knew through another friend. And it was actually his girlfriend. It was my ex-boyfriend, his new girlfriend. And she wanted to try it, but she didn't want to do it with somebody who had already done it before.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to do it, but I didn't want to do it with anybody who's done it before, so...
Yeah.
If you take a statistical survey of people that have tried threesomes to save a relationship, basically you're at about a 99.9 percentile chance of destroying the relationship completely.
Bruce has no idea. He's never seen such data. But yes, but here's why. Because you're sort of saying... Like, oh, hold on a second. People that are deeply in love and can't wait to wake up every morning and see each other's faces, those people don't want threesomes.
Don't want threesomes.
So it's one of these things where you're drawing from a group that is already sort of on the skids. Whether they know it or not, they've made the proclamation that sex has become boring, same old, in a rut. So they're already sort of on the rocks, and this tends to push them over the edge. Turns out to be sort of the excuse they wanted to get out, and they couldn't really do it. It destabilizes it just enough.
Pretty uniformly, these relationships are over at that point, and right. Going to that solution is just the icing.
All right. Well, listen, Bree.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys have been together for 2 years.
Yeah.
You're 20.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this thing's over.
Well, you know, I don't really think it is because we didn't really have any interest in being with anybody else. And our current sex life is not.
Except for
not
the extra
bad.
Vagina that's going to come over this weekend.
What's that?
Well, you say you have no interest in being with anybody else, but the call is about getting anybody else in the bed with you guys.
Well, it's just, you know, because we're both kind of like, we're so comfortable with each other that we want to, like, kind of experiment with other things.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen.
And that was,
you understand when you hear people talk about boundaries?
Yeah.
Boundaries are very real things. When you violate certain principles in a relationship, you're almost guaranteeing. So if there's anything to save about this, the wrong thing to do would be to try the threesome.
All right, Mother Goose. Here's the thing. The thing's probably over. You might as well have a good time anyway. But I do agree with Bruce. Be prepared for some implications and ramifications and feelings and things that you didn't count on.
Yep. The male mind will be...
Well, by the way, you're sitting next to your boyfriend while he's humping away on somebody. That's going to burn in.
Yeah.
And by the way, women don't forget subtle glances, nods, or grunts 20 years later. The shot of your sack smacking up against her thigh is going to be seared.
And it doesn't matter whose idea it was in the first place.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
And then you're at a weird point where you have to kind of enjoy it, but not that much. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was like when one of the Dixie chicks asked me to go to the Grammys with her.
Mm.
My girlfriend got really pissed at the time. And when they did win a Grammy, I had to stand up and be excited, but not too excited.
Right.
I just had to stand there and sort of quietly clap.
You're under the microscope.
That's right.
And so will he be.
That's right. All right. Well, enjoy. Dave?
Yeah.
You're 27?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
What's up?
Well, I recently started dating this girl who's 18 years old, and she's only had one boyfriend before, which was 3 years ago, whom she lost her virginity to. Hasn't been with anybody since. And we recently had sex for the first time a couple days ago, and she was in a lot of pain, which I expected.
Mm-hmm.
And she's never had an orgasm ever before.
Yeah.
You know, self-induced.
Dave, you're 27.
Yes.
She's 18.
That's right.
Right. So she's just getting started. I know all that. She'd never, and she's only been with, she's, you know, could be in high school still.
No, she's not. I know that.
Right.
Fact,
but mathematically, you know.
Yeah, could be.
Could be. So, I, you know, if she was another 27-year-old, and then you were saying she'd never had an orgasm, she's only been with one guy. Yeah, but if you're talking about someone who's 11, that's the way it's supposed to be.
That's not really my question.
I know, but we don't care what your question is. So, first thing is you're 27 and you're with an 18-year-old. That's marginally creepy.
Yeah.
It's not wholesale creepy. It's just marginally creepy.
I understand.
Okay, so what's the question?
My question is that how long does it usually take for someone who hasn't been with anyone for that long to become, you know, to the point where she's not in pain anymore?
So yeah. Dave knows it's marginally creepy, but he has a mechanical question.
Right. He wants to know if he can rub a little coke on it, put a little 30 weight, see if he can get back in the game.
That's right.
All right, here's the thing. The pain is either caused from, you know, lack of lubrication or nerves or both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the creepiness factor can cause some vaginismus, some spontaneous spasm of the vaginal muscles. So you can't just sort of blow off the creepiness factor.
You're a couple of clicks ahead of her in the experience department, and her vagina's having to catch up. So
right.
Essentially, you have to send your penis back to high school.
But,
and,
you know,
your balls can go to junior high.
Right.
Oh, that's a good UPN sitcom. Scrotum sack in the eighth grade.
Comedy Central, maybe.
No, no, that's UPN. That's UPN. Okay. All right, so here's the thing. You want to get her an orgasm, you got to give her the oral sex. That's first and foremost. Dave, do you give her oral sex?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I just, you know, we just started all this a couple days
ago. All right, so
how long have they been going out?
A couple weeks now.
Oh, wow.
All right, here's the thing. She must find a comfort level with you. You guys have to find your groove. You have to take it slow, tons of foreplay, maybe some lubrication, and this thing will work itself out if there's not some sort of wholesale problem.
In Dave's mind, sex is a recreational activity. That's an issue here. He's been going out with somebody for 2 weeks, and he's focusing in on pleasuring her sexually.
Well,
I'd say that's good. The intimacy is just plain not there. It can't be there in 2 weeks. And
really?
People jump in the sack and start focusing on sex, which is the minute you start having sex in a relationship, it puts it into a different plane. Mm-hmm. These kind of problems are going to arise, and I suspect that she tunes into some of the creepiness factor. The guy's 27, she's 18. There's just something not right about the whole thing.
Bruce.
And that can affect...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't get a whole lot of tail in high school.
Yeah. You know, sex is not a recreational sport.
That's you.
Genius.
You didn't get a lot of tail. Like, I would bet that you actually owe tail from high school.
So I have to be have a heart attack to be a good cardiologist. Is that what you're saying?
Ooh, touche.
Touche.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have liked my cardiologist to have a couple of heart attacks and maybe a stroke. No, I like a doctor who smokes because it says confidence. Like here's a guy who knows what he's doing. I mean, he's that confident that he could smoke, you know?
Yeah.
I like that. All right, let me ask you something before we go to the next call about this laser. Bruce is the laser man, by the way. They were doing these stories. They had a bunch of these stories. It seemed like nonsense at the time where pilots were saying they were being hit in the eye with lasers when they were on approach or taken off, and everyone's saying this is a new terrorist tactic that they're going to blind the pilots with these sort of
pinpointer lasers.
And I was saying, what kind of crappy plan is this? It's not going to do anything to the guy. And secondly, the plane's on autopilot anyway. I mean,
well, that's
by the way, if you had some difficulty seeing, it's not like you would just, you know, take the yoke and shove it forward and drive the plane into the ground. I mean, you're not going to bring a plane down with this, are you?
And it could be highly distracting.
Even the laser,
I give a lecture, there's a laser pointer on the podium. That laser you just don't want to point in someone's eye or look at.
What about from, you know, several thousand yards away? All I'm saying is it turned out to be pranksters.
Right.
And then I thought, wow, that's a sense of humor.
Yeah.
You're screwing with commercial airliners?
Yeah,
well, you know what I mean. I mean, like, we got it. We're at that point already where we can have a good time with the DC-10s.
Yeah. Well, it's a variant. Yeah,
that's
to
a
use
time.
A laser that's going to bring something down. Those kind of lasers are very, very difficult. They're a totally different level of technology.
They don't even
very
have those.
To produce.
Sure, the military.
Government does. Yeah,
military. Yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What do they got? What do we got?
I watch the History Channel.
They're working on stuff, but you think we got it?
Oh, they have them. Absolutely.
A laser that can bring a plane down.
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
We got them.
Mm-hmm.
Terrorists don't have them.
Probably not. That's not the type. The terrorists are going to use more conventional weapons anyway. But
yeah.
The point is, it's very distracting. If you're landing a plane, I think at that point, a lot of these planes are not on autopilot. It can be very distracting, and it can cause some temporary visual impairment.
All right there, buddy boy. So you shouldn't point those laser pointers right in your eye.
Oh, absolutely not. Even the, you know, $20 laser pointer you can buy in the office supply store.
Let's talk to Jeremy. He's 25. Jeremy?
Adam, Bruce, Matt Proskos.
What's up? What do you say? Mad props. Oh, okay. Sure. Thanks, buddy. What's going on?
I got a question for Dr. Bruce. Are you familiar with epididymitis?
I sure am.
Yeah. That happened to me about 3 months ago. And for Adam, what happened was, I don't know what happened.
That's is it the cap of the sack, the ball or something, swelling?
Yeah, it was my testicle
worm-like.
Swelling.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. I'm here.
It swelled up to about the size of a lemon.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to naproxen and went home, sat in the salt water and stuff. And now I'm all better. But now my testicle that I had the problem with is higher than my other one when it wasn't before. You know what I mean?
Okay. You said you got the what and sat in the water?
It was naproxen they gave me.
He took a sitz bath.
And naproxen's, it's like Motrin, though. And you didn't get an antibiotic.
You got to eat it. You can't sit on it, right?
You got to eat it. Right?
They didn't give me anything else but naproxen.
All right. Well, anyway, generally, epididymitis.
Well, what's this question now?
Because his testicles higher on that side. You can't have some scarring. It can be higher on that side. I'm not sure why they didn't give you an antibiotic, but epididymitis is very common. It's very common as a sexually transmitted disease. Chlamydia is.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. And so typically they'll give you a little bit of antibiotic.
What about the one, you got one piece of gear half down, one piece of gear, tucked up in the belly of the plane? Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you have a non-descendant testicle.
Or what about just the little asymmetry?
It's very normal to have asymmetry.
Yeah,
it's.
I got that. I got that in spades.
Well, then you're pretty normal.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Undescended testicles are more prone to cancer, and people will get testicular torsion where the thing turns, blocks the blood supply, and then you have a real problem.
Let's play a little Germany or Florida.
Oh, great.
Bruce, you know Germany or Florida, yes?
Absolutely.
All right. You're German, yes? Sort of?
Brooklyn, I don't know. Is that close?
Well, you're part German.
I think Heischober's an Austrian name, yeah.
Part German,
right.
Part what?
Norwegian.
Irish, Norwegian, but all spaz. Am I right?
Medical spaz, yeah.
Yeah. Eric?
Hey, Happy New Year, guys.
What's happening?
Not a bunch. I got a New Year's wish for Dr. Bruce, first off. Here's hoping in 2005 that you don't have anal sex and pass out.
Ooh. Yeah, I forgot about that.
I went to Thank Anderson
and I passed out a couple times.
Yeah. That's great. Bruce didn't know the mics were on during the commercial. And we just started talking, swapping stories, and Anderson picked it up and put it on a car.
That's great.
If this is true, you're going to go to jail, buddy.
You see what I have to deal with? Do you see what I'm dealing with?
Take it out of context.
Yeah. All right, Eric.
That's why you make the big bucks, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Theoretically. What's going on? Do you have a Germany or Florida?
Yes, I do.
All right.
A man driving his Mercedes on a busy street sets his cruise control at 50 miles per hour and proceeds to climb onto the roof of the speeding car and pretend to surf. He either jumps or falls off and is killed instantly. His car hit another vehicle that was stopped at a red light, and luckily no one else was injured. After the body was identified, it was discovered that he was a 56-year-old man who had been the city's financial advisor for almost 30 years. His wife said that he had recently contracted a tropical disease and was on medication.
All right, hold on a second, Eric. A lot to work with here. You got the Mercedes.
Is that a trick question?
But we got him out here. Then you got the tropical disease. Interesting. Then you have the city's financial whatever on the hood of the car. And by the way, I know if you hit the brake, the cruise control will go off. It would make sense that if you opened a door and closed it again, it would go off. Maybe just crawled out the window of his car. Sounds like a hell of a way to go. I'm going Germany.
Going Florida.
Going Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, wow. Our first disagreement of the new year. Well, Eric, I'm going Germany. Bruce is going Florida. What is it, Germany or Florida?
Luckily, Adam, you missed another big clue that I just realized as I read it. He was going 50 miles per hour.
Not kilometers. Yeah. Interesting. That is one I should have got. And I got, it's Florida. I deserve the loss.
Okay. Well,
and you know why? Thank you, Eric. You know why I deserve the loss?
Why?
Because I thought, you know what? If this had happened here, I would have heard it. Would have seen it on the news. Would have seen it in the newspaper. I would have heard it. I cheated, essentially. I said, I didn't weigh it on the Germany or Florida merits. I said, if this had happened in Florida, I would have heard about it.
Except, what are those, the Darwin?
They have the Darwin Awards?
Yeah, the Darwin Awards. I haven't heard so many of those things. It's like, how could I have not heard of this? And this sounds almost like a Darwin Award.
Yeah, where a guy like goes out to the Salt Flats and
puts a rocket on his 63 Chevy. And
right. Or puts a giant electromagnet or something at the other end of it, just plows right into it. Yeah.
I like the guy floated his chaise lounge up into the approach to LAX.
Yeah.
A bunch of helium balloons.
Yeah. Did he die? Did he die?
No, they got him down.
Once in a while, guys put the weather balloons onto their lounge chairs and just float around, and they just bring a pellet gun and a six-pack, and if they want to come down, they just shoot a balloon.
Yeah.
They got 20 of them up there. I kind of like those guys.
I do, too.
All right. They used to be called, Chuck Connors used to call them thrill seekers.
Right.
We'll take ourselves, now we call them alcoholics. We'll take ourselves a little break. Dr. Bruce filling in quite nicely, I might add, for Dr. Drew. Give him your laser-related questions. Also, emergency medicine, addiction medicine. He does it all. Thank you very much. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Bruce. Dr. Bruce filling in for Dr. Drew, who's chasing a nickel somewhere in Florida, I think.
He's in Florida, huh?
Yes. Dr. Bruce, board certified, at least to the end of this week. He's an addiction medicine specialist. He's actually a better doctor than Dr. Drew is, although, you know, Drew is better. You know what, Drew?
Unacceptable.
Drew's, you know, he's got the look. He's got the passion.
The passion, yeah. He's a passionate man.
Oh, he's a
man.
Passionate, you know.
So his wife's home.
He's a very passionate man.
Yes.
Exquisitely passionate.
I've heard you say that a million times. I really don't want to know exactly
what you mean by that,
but I know
you will drown in his passion.
Oh.
I'm a rapist.
Well, but it could be argued that that is just overflowing passion. That's misdirected passion.
Right, taken out of context.
No. I think we took that in the spirit in which it was intended. Dr. Bruce is a wizard with the laser. So if you want a tat removed or zits zapped or whatever, Bruce is the man. And if you have questions about that, he can answer that for you tonight. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Crystal Method coming in here later this week. Always good to see those guys. And one quick thing before we get to the phones. Junior producer Lauren. I used to just call her junior producer, but it didn't seem fair to Ann. You know, that there was just one junior in there, so I put 128 in there. Junior producer Lauren is getting the Prius, the Toyota. She's getting a new car, getting that hybrid. And everyone's like, wow, that's crazy.
Environmentally responsible.
Right. But the thing gets 48 and I think 49. Now, first off, you only get 1 mile different from highway to city, which is bizarre. But number two, 49 is nice, but I think there are cars like the Honda CRX. They used to have this little Honda. Thing was around in like 86, 87 maybe. Thing got 51 miles in the on the highway.
Yeah.
You know, it's 15, 20 years later. This thing's electric. It's the hybrid. It's the this and that and the other. It gets the same mileage.
It's bigger, isn't it?
It's marginally bigger, but it's not. You know what I mean? I mean,
you expect 100. Something
100 would be nice. Yeah, if it's electric. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, a car that gets 49 on the city, 49 on the highway, great. But then when they tell you it's electric car and it's state-of-the-art technology and all that kind of stuff, and you realize there are other cars that have been around that have got almost that on the highway that are 20 years old, it's kind of like, meh.
I think the emissions profile on it is pretty incredible, too.
So all right.
They add all these.
We're 49. We're not even at 60.
Yeah.
50 would be the one to crack. And by the way, if I'm making a car, we're getting to 50. And if we're at 49, it's like, all right, pull the stick shift knob off. Take the padding out of the seat.
Yeah.
Take that visor off. Put the Space Saver trunk, get it out of the car. Like, I'm getting the weight down of that thing until we get 50.
Yeah, yes? That's a good point. Yeah.
And you know who I'm using for test pilots, the guys who actually do that drive the cars?
Midgets.
Midgets.
Yep,
that's right. And you know what kind of midgets?
No.
Anorexic midgets. You understand? Who and they're prepping like high school wrestlers. They're spitting. They're urinating. I got their head shaved. I'm sweating them. I take those midgets. I put them.
Hair removal. Get their hair off.
I said I was going to shave their head off. Ah. Shave their brows, too. They're midgets. Who cares? Shave them all down. Pull their teeth out. Sweat them. Put them, but you don't have to, you don't need a whole sauna for midgets. You put them in a crock pot. Just sweat all that extra fluid off them and get them behind the wheel of that Prius and let's get to 50. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a hard to figure out point. The 49 is what they quote, huh?
48. And 49. 48 in the city, 49. I would get to 50.
Yeah.
I would say, and I would give that speech. Gentlemen. gentlemen, we must get to 50. I would be pacing the boardroom, all the Asian guys with glasses, you know? Gentlemen! And I'd use my laser pointer, and I'd bring the midget in. I would just get us to 50. That's me. I would take the badging off the car, the carpet, whatever, the headliner, dome light. It's all gone.
Oh, those batteries are heavy. It's probably got some great stereo system.
We got to get to 50. Are you with me, Bruce? Mm. Let's get to 50.
Okay.
Chris, please. Get on that internet. Chris, why are you always looking another direction when I turn to you? Over here, buddy. Right here, buddy. Find out what that CRX got.
Oh, what year?
Yeah, always surprised.
What year?
CRX.
Find the Honda CRX and find out what kind of mileage you got.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Remember those diesel rabbits? Didn't they get like 65?
No.
No. Okay.
But they did pretty good.
Yeah. I thought they were over 50.
Speaking of remembering, remember when I told Chris during the commercial to find that? Okay.
That's a little tight. That's all.
Adam?
Yes, how's it going?
You're 23?
I am 23. Here's a story, okay?
All right.
Knew this girl for a long time, like the past 3 years. We just recently, like 2 weeks ago, started talking and getting a little more serious, and we became closer. And then she goes home for the holidays halfway across the country. And we're just talking on the phone every couple days and stuff. And last night, a mutual friend of everyone, of my whole group of friends, calls me. I end up going over to her house, and we ended up having a little too much to drink and ended up having sex.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just all freaked out about it now because I really like this girl who's across the country, and I don't know what the hell to do, and I'm just all scared that she's going to find out or if I should tell her or what's going to happen because I don't want to screw anything up with her.
All right, let's just say I believe you.
Okay.
All right. Now, that's a big if.
Mm-hmm.
The new girl you cheated with, what did she want? She invited you over to have drinks? I mean, what's her agenda?
You know, she probably honestly invited me over to seduce me and have sex with me.
Right. Because now, what? Okay. Now, hold on. What do you think her
motivation.
Modus operandi is? I didn't even know if I said that right. The point is what is her motive? Huh? What is she doing? I mean, does she have an axe to grind with your girlfriend?
No.
Who's she going to tell about this? What's
no,
in it?
Not
Are
really.
You that hot? Are you just that hunky?
I don't know. I like to think so, but I must be. I mean, she's a good-looking girl. And I mean, I went over there last night. And
all right, yeah, hold on.
Good.
All right, we got that.
So
it might be bogus. Let me say this, Adam.
Okay,
well, now you know it's not. Here's the thing. If a woman invites you over who's a mutual friend, and that means a friend of your girlfriend's too, right?
Right.
And she just invites you over, has some booze, and gets it on with you. She had that planned. And if she has that planned, there's something that she's got going on with your girlfriend. And here's the problem with this whole thing. She didn't do that just to have sex with you. She did it to finish some unfinished business with your girlfriend, and that's how you know she's going to let your girlfriend find out about it. Now, it's going to be done in a very matter-of-fact sort of way, or it slipped out. Well, however it works, she will make good and goddamn sure your girlfriend finds out about it, even if it's that, you know what, I'm so racked with guilt, I just felt you needed to know.
No.
You know what I mean?
Because,
see, that's here's the whole thing. Bruce, you know, because you've cheated many, many times on your ladies. Here's the thing. If you're a guy and you're cheating, your girlfriend's out of town and you're going to cheat, you honestly don't want that person to find out. When girls cheat, or when girls just in the circle have sex with guys, there's much more to it than just the sexual gratification. They wanted that, they could get anybody they want whenever they wanted them. Now, there was a reason why she brought you over to the house, and it's not just her being horny. There's something going on here, and that's how you know she's going to tell your girlfriend. Now, this is the scary part.
Hmm.
Now, the question then is, what's her motivation? Is she secretly in love with you? Does she want to break you two up? Does she have an axe to grind with the other chick? Did the other chick steal a girlfriend or boyfriend away from her at some point? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I think what you're not doing, I'd focus on Adam and ask him, when he went over there, he knew he didn't have to get drunk.
He cheated.
He knew he was going to do
it. He knew what was going on.
You go to an attractive woman's house, you have
quiet
some sort
down.
Of
What the question is, there's two questions. One is what kind of score does she have to settle with your girlfriend? And two is, how many miles on the highway does the CRX get, Chris?
50 on the city and then 56 on the highway.
What year?
This is 1989. Yeah.
Do you hear me, everyone? 1989. Honda CRX, 50 in the city, 56 in the highway. A normally aspirated engine, no electric motor, none of the crazy satellite technology, none of that crap. Really?
I bet the emissions aren't as good as...
Who cares? This is 16 years ago. Everyone's making a big deal about these hybrids. Give me a break. This is a Honda worked this car, and that's an 89. They probably had it in 87 that did better. Almost 20 years ago? Yeah,
what about currently?
Oh, give me a break. Adam?
Oh. Yes.
All right, so what relationship does she have, if any, with your girlfriend?
Not a whole lot of one. I mean, we're they're acquaintances more than friends.
Just this acquaintances.
This girl that I was with last night, actually, is one of my good friends, old roommates, ex-girlfriends. And she doesn't even really know that me and this other girl are together, because nothing's gotten serious between me and the girl that I want to be with. Because she just started, and then she went away. She doesn't know that much about us.
So why do you feel so guilty?
Well, he doesn't want to screw it up. And this new girl likes you, right?
Yes.
Now, yes. And that's why. Okay. And did you lie to her?
I haven't said anything yet.
All right.
I'm calling to ask you guys.
Here's what you do. Okay. If you sincerely want to be with the new girl who's gone, you do it this way. You talk to the chick you were on top of last night.
Okay.
And you tell her, look, you're great. I made a mistake. I have somebody I'm interested in. I'm racked with guilt. I'm sorry if I've caused you any whatever. Sorry about the semen on your curtain. That come out with a little lacquer thinner and Baraxo. Please, then let's just keep this private between the two of us. Now, you do that. Then, eventually, one day, somebody gets drunk and talks 9 months from now, but you two have been together, and then you do the revisionist timetable history, which is, oh, no, we got together just like a week before we met, or we had just gotten together, but there was no declaration of boyfriend or girlfriend. We were just dating at the time. You push it back a little bit. They will find out eventually because you run in the same circle. It'll be 10 months from now, and you just do the thing and hope she figures it out from a historical standpoint, hopes her calendar's a little bit off. Yes. Thank you.
I want to know how far back in his mind when he went over there was the possibility of...
He's a 23-year-old. Yeah. What do you want him to do? Honda 89 Honda CRX 50 and 56.
It's the emissions thing, though. The thing is, what about a 2004 CRX? They still make them.
No, I don't think they make them. I don't think they make
That's
them.
That's why I couldn't find it on Honda.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. All right, it's a little emission thing, but come on, the mileage. When are we going to get to 100? Yeah?
I think, well, I don't know. That's a good point.
Michelle?
Yes?
You're 23?
Yes, I am.
You're married 6 years?
Almost 6 years, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can't kiss your husband?
Well, it's not that I can't. I don't know. It just really bothers me. I would just rather not. And it's not him. I mean, he's sitting here with me now. He thinks I'm crazy, but he thinks it's him.
Well, look, he dodged a bullet, so what's the deal? He's been married for 6 years, so... I've been married for 2 years. I see my wife. It's like I greet her like when a guy enters the game in a football game. Hey, buddy, I give her a quick smack on the ass, smack on the back, get in there, maybe a high five. We do that fist thing. Yeah. Both make a fist and hit each other's fist. Now, kissing's gross at a certain point in a relationship.
It could be an intimacy thing. Have you had any kind of issues growing up with relationships or any abuse type of stuff going on?
Yeah, some sexual abuse when I was younger.
All right.
Okay, so that can be an issue because kissing is a more intimate type thing and it could bring up some of those issues. Mm. Have you had any therapy around that? Have you gone?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so, I mean, you love your husband, it sounds like, and, I mean, if he's sitting there and you're talking about it openly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here's the thing.
I don't know what's wrong, you know, with me.
All right, here's the thing, Michelle. If you had some sexual abuse, you know, from listening to this show, you got to get a little therapy for your husband, for you, for your kids' behalf, for your future kids, on your future kids' behalf. You just got to get a little therapy.
Because it has nothing to do with how much you love him or how much he loves you or even fundamental relationship issues.
Yeah.
It's not a death knell for the relationship. What it happens when you get this kind of abuse, you get hardwired into certain patterns of relating to the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to pursue figuring that out with a therapist that deals with these kind of things.
All right. She's calling from Oklahoma.
Mm.
Sorry about the big loss tonight, by the way. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, go Trojans.
I like the Oklahoma guys. So they have very average offense. I wonder what he's saying now.
They said SC had a very average offense.
Yeah.
Wow, that just means they're going to score 55 points on you, right?
I think they do.
Let's see. All right, so get some therapy. And I'm going to be on Jimmy Kimmel Live tonight, by the way, kiddies. Sort of a last-minute thing. So if you want to see the Ace Man on JKL... It's on, I think it's at 12:06 is when it starts exactly. So if you want to see me tonight in all my glory, I'll be on Jimmy Kimmel. Dr. Bruce will be nowhere. He's lucky to be here. I got to be honest with you. We'll take ourselves a quick break, and we'll be right back after this. Yeah. Woo! Mmm. Mmm. Get it on.
Yeah. Mm. High octane.
Mm. Mm, some pie. Mm. Junior. Producer Lauren brought in a little apple pie. Bruce, just eat up. Eat whatever you want. Look at you. You're Ichabod Crane skinny. Why not just eat whatever you want? Why not?
Run the risk of your... berating me on the air.
Bruce, by the way, puts in 12 packs of sugar into your coffee.
Six sweet and low or 12 sugar, sure.
Six sweet and low. Now, if I put a whole sweet and low in a cup of coffee, it's too much. It's a little bit. It's a little bitter. It's a little overwhelming. Six sweet and low.
That's a genetic thing, tasting bitterness in saccharin. Now,
something's wrong with you.
Do you drink? We have the same conversation every time. Do you drink soda? You know how many teaspoons of sugar there are in a Coke or a Pepsi?
That's a Coke.
Okay.
Look, you've turned your coffee into melted coffee ice cream, essentially. And by the way, I don't drink regular Cokes. I drink like a Diet Coke. Because I don't want to drink 12 teaspoons of sugar. But the idea that you take six sweet and lows and put them into an 8-ounce cup of coffee is the equivalent to like making like a pot of stew and just taking the lid off a giant container of like paprika and just dumping the entire thing in there, just making a pyramid of paprika.
You know, I drink
That's
a man's cup of coffee.
Equivalent.
If
man,
I came in here
man.
With a decaf latte with fat-free
man.
Milk,
14,
what a joke.
14 sugars in that
12 sugars.
Cup of coffee.
Listen, half and half and sugar. I don't avoid anything with that. A latte, decaf.
It would be more manly if the guy just dropped the load in your cup and stirred it with his penis. That would be a more manly cup of Joe.
I don't know how you got there from where.
Well, nah. That's a more manly cup than what you got, my friend.
Yeah.
All right, just eat your pie. Donald?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Yeah.
All right, I'm tired of him already. Let's talk to a chick.
All
Cecilia?
Right, Cecilia.
Cecilia?
Hi.
You're 15?
Yeah.
You're having sex with boyfriend. Dad's trying to stop you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your dad's trying to stop you.
Yeah.
How does he know you're having sex?
Well, he found my birth control, and I told him that I, like, have really heavy periods and cramping and stuff, but
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He was like, well, I don't really believe that, and, like, he's, like, really, he's Latino, and he's really, like, traditional and stuff, and like,
mm-hmm.
protective
mm-hmm.
of the whole
mm-hmm.
virginity thing.
How old's your boyfriend?
He's 15.
He's Latino. He knew what the birth control was. Normally, you can convince him it's Pez.
Yeah,
or Tic Tacs or something. You
yeah.
know, Latino men, they don't sweat those kind of details.
So,
but he's hip. And your mom's around?
Yeah, she is. She's not really involved in the whole thing. Like, she has enough problems with my brother. He's 20. He's about to be 23, and he still lives with her. And like,
are your parents separated?
Yeah, they divorced when I was four.
And you're living with your dad?
Yeah. It's kind of joint custody, but mostly with my dad.
All right.
Is he pretty attentive? Is he good dad?
Yeah, he's a good guy. It's just
that, right.
I mean, like...
Well, listen, Latino or not, guys normally, especially when they're single dads and their daughter's living with them, don't want them having sex at 15.
Yeah. I mean,
he's not being unreasonable.
Yeah.
And it's definitely one of these things where when you look back on it, you'll go, okay, dad was just trying to protect me. He's looking out for me.
Well, yeah, I mean, I understand that. Like, I see where he's coming from and stuff, but it's just that, like, I don't know, I've had problems with, like, smoking weed, and he knew that I smoked weed, and he told me to stop, and I didn't stop, and now I've started to stop on my own, and, like, it takes me a while.
All right, listen, Cecilia, we gotta take a break, but here's the bottom line. You're 15. You're living with your father. He's doing his best to take care of you. Yes, you smoked weed. You shouldn't have done that. Now you're having sex. You shouldn't be doing that. Listen to your goddamn dad. Stop. You're not all grown up. Stop rebelling. Stop trying to talk him out of everything. He's right, and you should listen to him. And by the way, I'll tell you whose life's going to be better if you listen to him. Not his. Mine.
Yeah.
and yours.
No one wanted kids.
There you go. All right. Let's take a break. We'll be right back after this. Yeah! Loveline! Woo! Gotta get it on. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. This is Stone Gas. Dr. Bruce filling in for Dr. Drew. Yeah! Laser nerd.
You know what makes it a good show for me? If Ace Rockola doesn't creep out of the dark recesses of your dark mind.
All right. Well, you're lucky.
You shouldn't have said that, shouldn't
you? No, you shouldn't have, but you're lucky. Rockola. I'm tired. You know what I mean?
Thank God.
Spent.
Been a long day.
Shot my wad on Kimmel tonight. Hey, what's up? Businessman's lunch. Blah, 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 blah.
Trinity Stage 4. Trinity Stage 1.
Quit your grin and drop your limb. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Look.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a dewdrop of.
I like to end up doing a little strip club DJing. I could see myself sort of riding out my golden years, you know?
Sort of the dirty old man.
Well, you know how, like, when guys can't play anymore, they move them up to the booth, you know? They get up, they get off the field, and it's time to go and do the commentating. That's what I look at. I look at radio that way, too. I look at show business that way. When I'm done here, when my playing days are over, I go up to the booth, and the booth is the strip club booth. You know what I mean?
It's just a great spiritual metaphor for the
spinning some music.
The nature of your life.
Got the headphones on. I grow that ponytail, beard, get the fanny pack, leather fanny pack, get a nice gut going.
A little incontinence.
A little incontinence. Try to lure the girls home with cocaine.
Whoa.
What's going on? Do some blow? You want me to drive? I'll drive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, you want me to walk you out to your car? That's where they score.
Is that right?
4 a.m., yeah. You got to walk them to the car. You know, that's where you get it.
Sounds like you have some experience.
Yeah. You walk them to the car, and then it's like, man, I'm not tired. And she's like, I'm not tired either. And you're like, yeah, man, I got some good blow. And that's where it begins.
Sounds more like a fantasy than based on your experience.
No, that's how it works.
Oh, okay.
I know it's how it works. Cynthia?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was like, okay, I have a boyfriend now that we've been going out for like 3 weeks already.
Yeah, a little louder, baby.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me that he wants a kid now.
Mm-hmm. I said louder, and you must have misheard me and thought I said speak softer. Oh, I think I heard a smoke detector. Let me check the time.
Oh, no.
But I need you to be a little bit louder, Cynthia, so I can hear you. All right.
Are you somewhere you can't talk very loud?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you at home?
Yeah.
And Is there a smoke detector anywhere in that house?
Yeah.
I need you to move toward it. Where is it? In the hallway?
No, in my room.
You're in your room? Is there a smoke detector in your room?
Yeah.
All right. Let's be quiet and see if we hear anything. Where is it? Come on, your mother.
5 seconds.
Now I'm bamboozled. Is the battery low in it, Cynthia?
No.
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 Okay. All right. It's not chirping. No.
Well, I guess not.
Okay. I just heard it. I heard it very faintly. All right. So, Cynthia.
Mm-hmm.
You have a boyfriend. He's 16. He wants to get married.
No.
He wants to have kids.
Yeah.
Are you having sex with him?
No.
No. Okay. Well, it's going to be a tall order until you start having sex. Maybe this is just his way of saying, I'd like to have sex with you.
Hmm.
Yes?
Oh, I don't know. It's like, he always talks about having kids. I go like, well, he told me, like, would you like one? I go like, nah, I'm too young. I want to get, like,
yeah.
Go to college.
Yeah, what do you want to do? You want to go to college and then have kids, right?
Yeah.
Now, what is your plan? You're calling from Wrigley, California?
Yeah.
Where is Wrigley? We don't know. Yeah?
Like Catalina Island or something.
Yeah, where is that? Yeah, she sounds like she's from Catalina. Where's Wrigley, California, Cynthia?
It's by L.A.
It's by L.A.?
Uh-huh.
How close to L.A. is it?
Probably 200 miles away.
200 miles, so I may drive past it on the way home today.
Oh, I may.
And Bruce might. I'm going to go after Redlands like an idiot. All right. He gets home at 5:30 in the morning, but his son's just coming up. He's racing the sun. All right, so Cynthia, here's the dealio. You're calling from Wrigley. You're 15. I smell trouble with this guy. Don't have sex with him for a while, and when you do have sex with him, you have to use protection.
All right.
But Cynthia, wait a second. 2 weeks, and the guy's talking about having kids.
Yeah, there's something wrong with that.
Something wrong here.
All right. Please, everybody, let me explain to you the way it goes out there. If you start crapping out the kids early, you have no life. You have no success. You show me a culture that spits out the kids early, I'll show you one that's a failure. That's the way it works. I don't know if you can figure it out this way mathematically, but there's a direct correlation between what culture spits them out, how early and how young and how often, and the ones that wait. You wait, you're going to be fine. You start spitting them out at 15, 16, 17, you're screwed, and you should save him from himself.
I think it's more socioeconomic factors rather than cultural factors. If you take a lot of, if there's a community where there's a lot of broken families, where there's been, like, I mean, this boyfriend, the thing scares me, he's not just trying to get some sex.
I know in your PC world, everything has to do with money and nothing to do with culture.
Oh.
But there are cultures. I'm not making a value judgment on them, but let's face it, there's places. Mexico, that do this stuff more than other places, Canada, and are having a little less success because of it.
Well,
which came first?
Well, there are some cultural things. I could say I've got family in Norway. I've been over there a lot of times, and there are so many out-of-wedlock births. Hardly anybody gets married, and
no, they
women
don't
start having them in their teen years on a routine basis. So it's, you know, breakdown of the family. There are a lot of issues, so it doesn't have to be.
It is true in that part, that region of
the highest standard of living in the world.
They have figured out a way to beat the system over there. It's almost like 50%.
Oh, it's higher, and it's unbelievable.
Higher than 50% having kids out of wedlock.
And under 20.
But I would argue, well, first off, the system isn't going to support that for eternity. If that's the way they're going to go, no one's going to get married, everyone's going to start cranking out kids at 17, eventually the wheels are going to come off the Norwegian wagon.
Well, as long as the oil keeps pumping out of the North Sea, I don't know.
All right, and
anyway,
there's those sorts of things. Yeah, if you're the Sultan of Brunei and you're sitting on top of an oil derrick, well then, fine, you can support that if there's some sort of, you know, false fantasy where people are paying money for a bunch of stuff that's coming out of the ground. I don't know if that's the case with Norway. I don't know enough about it. But all I can tell you is if you start spitting out kids early, and often, it's going to screw with your future.
Yeah, the question I have is, why is Cynthia even considering going out with a guy and staying in a relation with a guy whose mentality is there?
She's just flattered that there's a guy that's interested, and she wanted to call and brag a little bit.
Well, for this guy, his turning adult, his rite of passage, it sounds like, in his mind, is having a kid. That makes him a man. And in cultures, in socioeconomic groups, where having a kid makes you a man, that's the rite of passage.
Yeah,
that's a big problem.
So
Cynthia, we need to support her in, I think, fine.
Don't have any goddamn kids.
But if she's, the point is, if she starts having sex with a guy, his goal is not to have sex, it's to have a kid to prove he's a man. And that's...
He's just soft. He's just giving her a little soft shoe because he wants to get in her underpants. Yeah. Now, what about those Norwegian places spitting out all the kids over there?
It's just breakdown of the family over there, I think.
Yeah, but it seems like in other places it's a breakdown of the family, and over there it's more like, oh, we're so progressive, we don't need to get married.
No, I don't know that that's it. I think
it's very social.
It's a very socialistic life. So my family over there can't understand why everybody shouldn't have a Volkswagen, why one person should have a Cadillac and the next person has to use mass transit over here. They have.
Oh, really? Yeah. Geez, a Corollas would have been great. Norwegians, those pussies. They're like, my family are like communists. Sure, why not? You don't have anything. You might as well pray everyone else doesn't have anything either.
Yeah, well, it's cradle to grave medical care. There are a lot of good parts about it, but I think with Cynthia, I'm just hoping that she's got some support for staying out of a sexual relationship. Even at 15, that's too young.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie?
Hello?
You're 17?
Yes, I'm 17.
What's up, baby doll?
Well, I have a couple, like, weird questions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the first one is what I'd asked before. This is really weird, but I like to, anger my boyfriend while he's having sex, or try to.
You like to do what?
Finger him in the rear end.
The rear end. Well, that's Bruce's stock and trade. Bruce loves that. Probably dilating right now.
I've had anal sex and I passed out a couple times.
Bruce, please, let's focus on the call for a change.
Okay.
So that's his Norwegian side. Very progressive over there.
Mm.
Okay, so you like to do that to him?
Right, I like...
Does he like it?
No, see, that's I don't know, like, I just feel like if I'm going to be, you know, penetrated, I feel like I would like to penetrate as well at the same time.
Uh-oh.
Well, except I don't think it's a conscious thinking thing that you're doing. Oh. I think there's an impulse to do that, and...
Hold on, if this is really the way you feel, this is a bad sign. Well, it means something's up with you in a pretty big way.
Like what?
Okay, if you're focusing on that during sex,
I want to get to this. I want to get to what's going on with you.
This is her interpretation of what's going on.
Well, is there any abuse or anything like that?
Have I had sex? Yes, I have.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Of course.
Well, okay. Well, everyone doesn't know that, Bruce. Quiet down. Who sexually abused you?
A Hispanic male.
Mm-hmm. That's a cultural thing. It's cool. Chris is cool. He's
well, I'm not. I'm Caucasian.
No, I know. They do it to everybody. What happened? Were you raped? Is that what happened? Yeah, and it doesn't... I don't care where the guy's from. The point is you were raped at a young age by an older male, right?
Correct.
How old were you?
About 10.
About 10. And what happened?
It happened for 3 years.
3 years?
Yes.
From how old was the guy at the time?
I believe he was in his, 30s or so. He had kids and stuff.
And who was he to you?
He was nothing to me.
I know.
Was it like your mom's boyfriend?
I didn't expect you to say lover, poet, man of mystery. No, I know. But was he mom's boy? Was he pool man? Was he your mom's boyfriend? Who was he?
He was like a family friend.
Family friend. And your parents were together?
No, my parents are divorced.
And so this guy had intercourse with you for 3 years from 10 to 13?
Yes, I was afraid to say anything.
Yeah, no, I know how it goes, but it just seems incredible that your mom or your dad, no one ever found out?
No.
They never, no one ever found out about this?
Well, and 3 years later, obviously.
Right, and then what happened? Did this guy ever get in any trouble?
Yeah, he's in jail.
Oh, okay. Good. All right. And oh, my God.
So you went to some kind of therapy or what?
Well, the case was going on, yes. After that, no, because I had to be in therapy. You know, while the case was going, but as far as after that, on my own, no.
All right. Well, here, okay, Stephanie, let me tell you a couple things. Obviously, when you told me you needed to put a digit in your brada, that's street talk. I knew something was up, and when you said I want him to be violated or penetrated just like I am, then I really knew something was up. And the sexual abuse thing is horrific, and it went on for a long period of time, and it wasn't like you were 16 or 17. You were a child, and there needs to be more therapy done here. I mean, the therapy you've gotten is fine, and this guy's put away, and that's great, and you sound reasonably put together considering what you've been through, but not enough.
How old's the boyfriend?
My boyfriend right now?
Yeah.
18.
No, let's say 3 years in the future.
No, right now.
Right now.
Sorry, 18.
Right. 18. So he'd be 21 in 3 years. Okay.
So what are the do you guys discuss this, or how does this go?
Not really. He just kind of gets offended and stops.
All right. Look, Stephanie, he should be a little freaked out. And look, here's the reason why everyone freaks out over this stuff is because it means something.
Right.
It's not just, oh, I love the way a bunghole feels on my index finger. If it was that, it'd be fine. But no, you were raped, and now you're sort of acting out on this guy.
Right.
And the guy, he may not be able to intellectualize the whole thing, but it gives him the heebie-jeebies. And that's how, by the way, that's how healthy people react to people that have serious problems. Doesn't mean they need to be, you know, put away and put on a leper island. But when you see the guy with the bone going through his nose, you have a reaction to it.
Right.
And there's a reason you do, and that's a good thing, by the way. We're trying to talk everyone out of that in society, by the way. It's, no, we need that. That's what, that's part of the, part of things that keep you alive.
Yeah, so Stephanie, if you can deal with this, is not something that's going to tear down your self-esteem and make you feel like you're a bad person, but to look at it as it is the tip of the iceberg. It is related to the sexual abuse.
Yeah.
And when you get married, when you get into a relationship, when you have kids, a lot of other things are going to come out.
Yeah.
So if you could have the insight now to go to somebody and just start dealing with it and
tell your horribly neglectful or at least blind and deaf parents that you need to do something. Because, I don't know, these family friends... By the way, mustn't you resent your parents for this kind of thing?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, forever? I mean, look, I got to be honest. My dad missed a couple of Pop Warner football games.
I know, we never heard the end of that.
And it's on.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying?
But this dad's gone, and then, so how does she feel about, man, it gets into a lot of things. Like, how much resentment is there? How
gotta
much anger?
Got to go to therapy, ooh. Stephanie.
Yeah.
Have to. Sorry. Ultimately, it's better.
Ultimately, it's much better.
Yeah. No, I mean, ultimately, maybe better than never anything happening and you just being a stupid person.
Yeah, no, that's true.
What I mean is look at it this way. It's like an injury. And now you have to rehab this injury. But in the course of rehab, you actually get stronger than you may have been because you weren't going to work out otherwise.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. You ready?
Yep.
Donald.
Yeah.
You're 21?
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, I was wanting to know... if, like, you have sex with a girl, but you have, and you're a virgin, and you're wearing a condom, does it count as you're losing your virginity, or what?
What do you think?
I think it does, but...
All right.
Some of my friends don't think so.
I mean, wearing a condom?
Yeah.
You don't, it doesn't technically count?
Right.
So it's like, basically, if you, broke the sound barrier, but you're wearing a jumpsuit, it wouldn't count.
Very good.
You gotta be naked. Really?
That's a great analogy.
Really?
Yeah.
You like that?
It's ingenious. That's why it's so funny.
Sonic boom. Look at Bruce kissing ass tonight. Norma's like, huh?
That was funny.
I don't get that. Tonight he's like, that is genius. You are funny.
Well, let's see if Donald from Dayton's laughing. I don't know what he's
not laughing.
Does he care?
Laughs. Oh, it was a stupid question. He wanted to announce to the world that he's finally lost his virginity.
Yeah.
That's all. He's 21.
Yeah.
You know what it's like to lose your virginity at 21.
Just add, I knew what I lost.
Just
I
add seven years to that. You know just what it's like.
Oh,
right?
At least.
All right. Who are we going to talk to? Kristen?
Yeah.
Kristen.
Yeah.
What's up, baby doll?
I just have some quick questions for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
One is that, okay, I'm 16. Mm-hmm. I'm going out with a 24-year-old.
Perfect.
And he doesn't know I'm 16. The thing is, we were at a party, and then we hooked up, and he just kind of figured. And
he figured.
He just figured, like, I was 18 or whatever. Because the thing is, I always hang out with, like, older people, and I always tend to date, like, older guys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. And I always hang out with older people, too. I don't hang out with
people. I'm going to make a bold prediction, say your dad's not around.
Actually, my dad's in the military.
So is he out of the country?
I don't know.
He's in the States?
He's in town, he's a hard ass, and I hate him.
There's a lot of things
I don't like about him.
Shocking. All right, well, your dad is around, but you have disdain for him.
Yeah.
Okay, and he lives with your mom?
Actually, no, they're divorced.
Yeah,
I used to live with my dad, but then, like, some bad stuff happened between me and my boyfriend now, but at the time we weren't going out and I had to move up to my mom's.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, Kristen, I'm going to give you a speech that I've given almost everybody who's called and been in your predicament, which is, I know you can easily use your sexuality. Men are attracted to you. You're going to get plenty of attention. Your dad didn't give you enough attention. Now there are plenty of guys waiting. There's a line around the block for guys to give you attention, and there always will be. You'll realize one day that doesn't cure anything, doesn't fix anything. It's like putting duct tape on a chimney crack. It's just nothing. It's jerry-rigged. They also have another rigged word for it. I'm not going to use it on the air. You know what I'm talking about. The point is, Kristen, you're going to end up, but you're not going to listen to me because it just feels good. It feels too good when guys are pursuing you and enamored with you. And so you're just going to keep doing it, and then you're going to get sort of used and used up, and you're going to get an STD, you're going to get a pregnancy. Well, no, you say no now, you're 16.
She's calling to find out how to tell the guy. I think that's her concern. So, Kristen, are you hearing what Adam's saying, though?
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, yeah, so now I'm basing a lot of this on her saying I hang out with older people, I date older people. You're supposed to be in the 10th or 11th grade. Focus on getting your driver's license, hanging out with your friends, and going to college somewhere.
Yeah.
Could you do that?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's not a good life. It's a distracting life.
It really is, and it's really getting to me.
But there's do you understand there's a reason for it? That it's not because you're more mature than the next 16-year-old, but because of the distance you had with your dad. And it's going to take some work on your part to get to the point where you're not acting out with older guys.
Yeah.
That's going to wreck your life.
Yeah, and let's not mistake being mature 16-year-old as someone who just wears too much lip gloss and eyeliner.
Yeah.
And has big cans. It doesn't mean you're mature. Just means
you know, sex is not a recreational sport.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, Bruce. You pass yourself off as a 21-year-old. Tell the guy you're 16, break up with the guy, and back off. And I don't know, and I have this discussion all the time, I don't know what you're supposed to do when you have some girl and her dad's an a-hole and she hates her dad and nothing else is going right and all of a sudden some boobs pop out of her chest and a bunch of guys are looking her way. I mean, if I was 16 in high school and there's a bunch of 28-year-old chicks who wanted to pick me up in their Corvettes and go out on the town, I would have immediately done it.
Yeah, well, she has to have some boundaries put in place by an adult male that she trusts or that's trustworthy, even if it's a therapist.
How do you do it at this point? It's so tough. Easy now for her.
If she
so
has
easy
to,
for
right.
all women.
And she puts off it's almost like a pheromone or a scent or a something on her forehead that tells victimizer type guys to go.
Come and get it. Yeah.
So if she has enough insight to get some help to realize that acting out with older guys is a real problem that could destroy her life, it's a lot of insight.
Here's the other thing, a-hole, neglectful, deadbeat dads out there. Sons, durable, man. You leave them out in the rain. Son is just like, your son is just like a piece of farm equipment. Just leave it out there. Maybe you have to hit it with a little WD-40 or something once a year. That's about it. Chick, like a Steinway. You can't mess with them. And if you do, you enjoy seeing them popping up on your internet porn site in 5 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They will bite you in the ass. And I'm telling this, I'm telling you guys, don't do it. Don't screw with your daughter. You can't physically do anything. You can't, you have to show her attention.
Yeah.
You can't molest her. You can't do any of that fun stuff. You have to actually be sort of present and be sort of decent. Otherwise, it'll just be a life of her. She'll just be underneath. Believe me, one of your friends will nail her from work and she'll let you find out about it. You will be paid back. Yes?
Yes.
Bruce, you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
Getting cathartic now, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Let's take a little break, yes?
That will make me feel much better.
Okay, buddy. We'll be right back after this. Yeah! Oh, yeah, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Bruce. Dr. Bruce filling in for Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew, I don't know, somewhere in Florida. Here's what happens. You know when you're... tell what Drew's like. Yeah. You know when you're watching TV and you're like in your den, you're sitting there and your dog's just sort of sitting on the sofa or sitting at your feet. All of a sudden the dog perks up and you're like, what? I don't hear anything. And then a minute later you hear the doorbell ring. You realize the dog. That's what Drew's like when someone drops a nickel. Drew's like, I see his ears perk up. Like, huh? Someone dropped a nickel in Florida. I better go over there for a few days, see if I can find it. Goes over there with a metal detector. He's combing the beach. A lot of sand to cover over there. So Drew is doing whatever Drew's doing, which he's deemed more important than helping the kids. But not the ace man and not the B man over here either. Dr. Bruce has stepped in and stepped up, and in no small way. You're doing a great job, buddy.
Thanks. I think
break
Dr. Drew's raising...
Get it on. Break it down. Grab a knee, gentlemen. I use that term loosely. Hey, that helmet, not a chair, gentlemen. Grab a knee. Yeah. What's up?
I think Drew's raising money for the tsunami victims.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah. If you want to call getting new carpet for his palatial estate, raising money for the tsunami victims.
You know, they just erased a good anal warts question, which really bothers me.
Well,
people should be aware that they can get anal warts.
Ass happens.
Sex.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, absolutely.
Ooh.
A definite risk factor.
You got a story you want to tell us?
No.
No?
Oh, she's on three. On two,
oh,
okay.
She went to two. Well, what about anal warts?
Well, the human papillomavirus is very, very common, and many people that are exposed to it don't have any visible lesions and aren't aware they have it or that they can communicate it. It's a virus. It's,
Now, and is how's the anus in terms of receptivity for these viruses?
Oh, very receptive. Very receptive. Any mucous surface, very receptive.
I mean,
and you get, and there are different types. You have the flat ones. There's just a multitude of viruses, of strains of human papillomavirus that can cause these lesions. Some of them look like cauliflowers.
I've seen
some patients.
Mm. You have?
Yeah, they have this cauliflower thing growing out of there.
Gay guys?
Well, both.
You can't judge.
Can't
it's impossible to judge, but you know, if you're getting your fudge pack,
regular receptacle for sexual activity, then
it can be. Yes.
So the bottom line is, in women, this can be present without any obvious lesion and is responsible for cervical carcinoma in a great number of cases. So,
Carrie,
yeah,
you're 15.
Yeah,
what's going on?
Me and my boyfriend tried to have anal sex, like, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Sure. Yeah, you're way behind. Way behind the other teenagers.
But he didn't get his penis, like, inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's, like, this kind of weird bump thing on my butt.
Yeah. This gotta be bogus.
No, it's not.
Really?
Yeah.
How old is your boyfriend?
18.
18. You feel okay about having anal sex with an 18-year-old at 15?
I don't know. I kind of wanted to try it, but we were kind of hesitant about it. We didn't really know.
18, 15, that's a little bit.
That's a big three.
Yeah.
And it's not as, you know, not as big as 9-6.
No.
That's a bigger one, especially for the anal.
He's a good guy, though.
He's a good guy, and it didn't work. He didn't get it in there. And now there are bumps down there.
It's just one big one.
Does it hurt?
It did the first time I noticed it, but now it doesn't.
Okay. Well, it could be any of a number of sexually transmitted diseases. You've got to get it examined. Even if it goes away, there are things that will go away and still be a problem.
Where do you get examined? Is there some sort of mafia doctor you could go to for that? You know what I mean? You don't want to go to the family doctor.
You start out with Planned Parenthood. There's confidentiality.
Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
But they weren't opened.
Well, where'd you go? Like 4 in the morning, Sunday night?
It was a Tuesday at, I think, 1.
Well, that's those people's Sabbath. You're Santerian over there. Tuesday's the Santerian Sabbath.
Okay, but that's the place to start. Okay, they're going to be open tomorrow, I would suspect.
Yeah. Go over there.
Yeah, you've got to have that checked out. You don't have to have penetration. All you need is fluid. Any kind of bodily fluid can transmit that virus.
But one big bump.
And it could be something else. You just need to have it.
Well, bump. Who knows?
Maybe she can fax
She's
us
not a
copy.
Doctor. That's
sit on the awesome. Sit on the copy machine and send it to us. You have to have it looked at by a health professional.
Yeah.
And it's just the reality of the situation. Some people think, well, if I have anal sex, I can't get the same diseases I get vaginally or oral sex. You can...
You go to the Planned Parenthood, let the bull lesbian sort it out. Let's face it.
Okay.
Some big, bitter lesbians working at those places.
Okay. How about nausea after sex? That's another good...
Okay. I like Planned Parenthood, but, they're stupid because they get supermodels that go speak to Congress instead of people who know what they're talking about.
They
do a lot of F-ups, yeah.
Huh.
Their heart's in the right place.
Yeah, they provide a much-needed service to people that wouldn't have access otherwise.
I know, but they're screwed up. Hmm. They're a mess over there. I could straighten them out.
I
get that company going.
I don't think their consultation funds would go
I'd run
go
it like UPS.
I want to know where that's going.
What can Brown do for you? Katie?
Yes?
You're 20?
I'm 20.
What's up?
I actually had unprotected sex with an ex-boyfriend about a week ago. Mm-hmm. And today I've just been feeling so nauseous and, throwing up. And I guess I'm just really paranoid that I could be pregnant. And I was wondering if it's too early to tell or...
A week ago.
Mm-hmm.
When's morning sickness really kick into full effect? Week seems pretty early.
It does seem pretty
early. Yeah, that's what I thought, but... That's what I'm calling. I don't
know. You need to have a pregnancy test, and it could be something else related to having sex.
No.
So, sure, it could. She could have a urinary tract infection.
It's going to make her nauseous.
Yes, it will. Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's the doctor here?
I never heard
that. All right. So, get a pregnancy test.
Yeah, I would get the pregnancy test anyway. And also, just get examined by a health professional. Again, Planned Parenthood to start out with, but you want to just have some basic things done and get into the system.
Yeah. Here's the thing, too. I don't know how long it takes before morning sickness kicks in. I imagine it's different from woman to woman, but a week I think we would agree that's on the short side.
Yeah, right. But she still needs to get examined. Cause...
Here's the other thing, too. Folks, I'm tired of people getting the flu and calling it food poisoning.
Right.
You've not all been poisoned. You get the flu. A lot of people get the flu, once a year. You vomit, you get the shakes, you start sweating, you got to lie down, you get a temperature. Everyone's like, food poisoning, man. Food poisoning. What happened? Oh, drank some bad stream water and had some Ritz. Really? You think that's a food poisoning? Yeah, I've been vomiting all night.
Yeah.
Maybe you got the flu.
Yeah, well, you can get the bacterial infection or a viral infection, or you can eat a preformed toxin that was formed by a bacteria.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah.
My assistant has the flu.
Oh.
He had to go home early.
The vomiting flu?
Didn't come in today.
Oh.
And I have to be sympathetic, but I'm really angry that I'm paying him and he's not coming in. Oh. So you do that. No, buddy, take your time. No, you get all better. You're going to be there tomorrow, right?
So then they come in and vomit in the wastebasket, or they
I don't care.
Look pale as a ghost and make you feel you don't feel bad.
Haul your green ass into that office. Start rattling them pots and pans. I got work to do.
Yeah, well.
Now, what is it? What would you say when somebody gets nauseous and vomits and fevery? How often is it food poisoning versus like the flu?
Well, it depends at what point after you... If you eat something and you're vomiting 2 hours later, then you've probably eaten something that had a bacteria in it formed a toxin. I mean, usually takes 12 hours.
Let me bring this up. Yes, thank you. Because in my two experiences where I pretty much absolutely knew I had food poisoning, one was in Maryland eating a soft-shell crab at about 8 o'clock in the evening and then vomiting, you know, violently like 4 in the morning. The other was when everybody over at the Man Show got hold of some bad oyster stew or something, and everyone who was together, we went to a bachelor party that night, 2 a.m. So exactly 12 hours later, people were just, it was just squirting wiper spray out of their ass and vomiting and all that. In both cases, the two times I got food poisoning, it was 12 hours straight up. Now, people say there's other types of food that create other types of toxins where it kicks in 3 hours. Is that true?
Yeah, if you have a preformed toxin, if the food's left out and you have a bacteria that produces a toxin and you eat it, then you're getting sick from the toxin that irritates your stomach lining.
How come the two times I had it was 12 hours?
Well, then you probably got a virus, a food, something in the food where you got an infection.
I understand, but
it takes more time for the infection to kick in.
So they're both food poisoning,
yeah.
But one was caused by a virus?
Or bacteria. Food poisoning is a layman's term that just describes I ate something and I got the runs and threw up or I just got the runs.
Right. And usually, just as a rule of thumb, how long after you consume that food does the symptoms start manifesting themselves?
If you're getting the infection, mm-hmm. the virus or bacteria is growing and making you sick, mm-hmm. then it's going to be 8, 12 hours. If it's
right.
something you ate that had... where you're vomiting in an hour or two, then it's something where the food
right.
was left out, like the mayonnaise.
So they're both food poisoning, but they're different types.
Yeah.
And one is an actual infection in you, and the other is just the thing you put in you is bad.
Right. That's one way.
Interesting.
It's very generalized.
No. I didn't know that. So it could be an hour, and that could be... But in general, if you were to make a statement, would you say... It's usually 8 hours after you eat or 12 hours after you eat.
I'd say 8, 12 hours.
8, 12 hours. And that's usually what food poisoning is.
Well, again, food poisoning, some people describe it as they'll say.
All right. But the point is I think a lot of people are getting the flu and just calling everything food poisoning.
Well, then the term flu is very misleading. If you've ever had real influenza A or B, influenza is a totally different experience, a totally different disease than what people describe as a flu. When you get influenza, I had influenza about 7, 8 years ago, and I have diagnosed it, I've treated it, but I had no idea how different it was from
a flu.
Run-of-the-mill flu.
Common flu.
Yeah, just very rapid onset of severe bone pain and chilling,
really?
And a high fever for 3 days that you just can't bring down. Fever 104 to 105.
Is that what happened to your hair?
Well, I wouldn't talk looking at your hair.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, that's right. Bad radio, but.
All right.
Like take engineer Chris's hat and put it on your...
Yeah, put it on your mouth. All right, here's the point. So the real flu is a bitch.
The influenza, the flu that you're taking the vaccine for is very dangerous.
Ass.
It kicks your ass, and where people die, they'll get pneumonia, they'll get an infection, a bacterial infection after or during when their immune system is mm-hmm. down and
all right,
perish.
Man. Life in the fast lane.
Yeah.
Well, I would be a genius, by the way, if I could remember 1/50th of the crap that you and Drew have told me over the years. A genius. Mm. I'd open my own clinic.
That's a scary thought.
Yeah.
In
like Quantico, Virginia or something. Be awesome.
South of the border.
Yeah.
I could see having
your... Oh, I already could do that one. We'll take ourselves a quick break. When we come back, we're going to speak to Christy? Christy.
Burning
because
sensation.
She's 20 and her name's Christy. She's got to be hot. All that after this. Yeah, brother. That's what I'm talking about. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Bruce filling in for Dr. Drew. Thanks for all those laser calls we got tonight. I begged you guys for laser calls at the beginning of the night because that's what Bruce's forte is.
But it was anal sex night.
He's the laser man. How do I know he knows so much about lasers? I co-signed for one of them. That's how I know.
When's Bruce coming back?
Tomorrow night.
Oh, okay.
I'm bringing...
You know
yeah.
what? It's my fault. We got a bunch of calls on lasers in the beginning of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't hear the call out.
Right.
And Corey was asking me, and I said, I don't think so.
All right. Well, tomorrow night we'll get some laser calls.
There was a lot of calls over us.
So okay. Dr. Bruce, the laser man.
We'll laser Anderson's nose tomorrow night.
Take care of everything. That laser, boy. What can't you cure with that laser? Bring down commercial airliners. Get rid of liver spots.
No, not a good idea.
Take a tat off a biker.
Venereal warts.
Christy?
Yeah?
You're 20?
Yeah, I am.
What's up, kitten?
Well, I think what I have is pretty common because I've talked to other girls and they get it too, but it comes kind of periodically. Like, I'll just, when I'm having sex with my boyfriend, who I've been with him for over 2 years, I'll get just like a burning sensation, almost like it feels acidic or something.
Mm-hmm.
During or after sex?
During and after. Like, it just sort of burns, like, soapy feeling or, you know, and it comes, like, just randomly. And I've been tested for everything, like, several times since I've been with him, and I don't have anything. But it just sort of feels like maybe, like, his cum feels acidic or maybe I'm too acidic. I mean, like, my pH level, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, all right. Well, it feels like it's burning, but it's probably not.
I mean, if you've been tested... Then you're, you don't have a bacterial infection.
How long do you guys have sex for?
It varies. It's usually more painful when we've been having like long sex. You know,
shocking.
But it varies like 10 minutes, 20 minutes.
All right. Here's the thing, Chrissy. What you got there, down below, you know, in your underpants.
Yeah.
You have sex too long, it will get irritated. That's what I've learned from doing this show. Not from having sex for a long period of time, just from doing the show for a long period of time. So the part where you have sex for a prolonged period of time is going to create some irritation. And that might be...
He just got back from a trip, and I hadn't had sex with him in 10 days. And and it was, like, the first, like, 5 minutes it started burning. And it felt like almost like maybe he hadn't shaved or, like, he was, like, too hairy. But it almost feels like can guys come be acidic or, like, I've heard...
No.
All right, here's the thing. Oh, mine is, like, acid from the alien. It will burn from one deck of the ship down, like... I'll drop some in the hamper and
you have litmus paper next to the...
And I'll just see the hamper bottom open up, and then I go... Then it falls through, starts burning the carpet, then drops the first floor, and I can actually look down and see my wife in the first floor looking up at me. Got a hole in her People magazine. Burns through the ottoman. Into the subfloor. Right down to China.
So you're making a point here.
Were we really right above China? If we start digging down, will we hit China?
I don't think so.
We got to look into that.
Okay.
I'm going to start digging a hole at China.
Chris can check on the internet.
He doesn't need to check. He knows. That's junior college material there, buddy.
Ooh.
China's right below.
That's right.
Junior college material right there. Yeah.
Yeah. He's got one of those globes the blind girl gave him at the airport.
Yeah.
He knows. All right. So here's the thing with the acidic semen. We have heard before that someone was allergic to someone else's seed.
You can be allergic to your own.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know what I have to do then? Kill myself.
I think so.
You understand? Or start wearing goggles because do go.
So when your eyes are bloodshot, then I know what's going on.
I do go. Yeah. But here's the thing. Christy is, it probably feels like she's allergic to her guy, but she probably isn't.
Yeah, it sounds more like a contact issue.
Yeah.
Some sort of irritation.
Why not work a little lube in there, see what it does?
Right.
And she could be getting they could just be passing something back and forth, too. But it sounds like a physical irritation.
Yeah, or her urethra's getting a little irritation.
Honeymoon cystitis, we call that. Right, Bruce?
Yeah.
That's an infection.
Urinary tract infection after.
Yeah. And not doing it, though, for a little while, right?
Typically.
All right. Or whatever it is, you can get checked out. But why don't you try some lube, see what it does.
And call back.
Talk to Mary. Yeah, call back. You're Mary, 17. What's up?
Hi. I met this guy. I was working at a store, and I met this guy through it. I gave him my number. Mm-hmm. And I started talking on the phone, and he was really nice. He's 27. And he doesn't date a lot, so he's really, really clingy, and it's really annoying. So I really stuck my cousin, and I told him all about my cousin. And I told my cousin he wouldn't let me see him anymore because I didn't want to see him anymore. Mm-hmm. And so I guess that kind of gave him the impression that I still liked him.
Yeah, well, hold on a second. You'd been on dates with the guy?
Yeah, I went on 2 dates with him.
Did he have sex with him?
No, he won't have sex because he's afraid of AIDS.
Oh, okay. Hmm. I guess.
But he's 27 and you're 17.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you did that thing, and women do this all the time, where they want to let the guy down easily. Bruce, you probably heard it 1,000 times, so they go, no, I really, it's not me. I like you, but my dad doesn't, and the guy just starts thinking, well, we got to get rid of your dad. you know, they don't realize that you're not seeing somebody because they don't want to see you, not because your cousin says you can't see him anymore, although your cousin's a wise man because you're 17 and he's 27.
Yeah.
He's screwed up. And screwed up guys, here's what they are. If they're anything, they're persistent. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They got time, boy. And they are persistent, and these are what the stalkers do. Now, this guy's worried about AIDS. He's a mess. Yeah. He's a mental
a little anxious to begin with.
All right, here's what you need to do. Everybody, when you want someone to leave you alone, leave them alone. Don't dance with them. Don't engage with them. And some people make it hard. Some people come to your house. Some people park in front of your house. Some people call you at 2 in the morning. But you can't dance with them. You have to give them nothing. It's got to be like there's a stray cat that's been hanging around your yard. You can't put any milk out. If you put the milk out, the cat's going to be there for another month. If you even one night. You can't pick up the phone. You can't argue with them. You can't do that. You know, I care for you, but I just can't do, you know, that kind of stuff.
So what if they've done the dance and now they seriously want to get rid of the guy?
If they keep doing the dance and they've done the dance, don't dance for a week. See if he keeps going. Eventually, you call the cops.
You've got to call the cops, right.
If they're crying and sitting in your front yard and, you know, masturbating with the laser pointer. Oh, yes.
I don't have a laser pointer.
Oh, okay, Bruce.
No, but that's a good point. You've got to get serious. You got to quit messing around.
Yeah.
Trying to be nice, trying to let them off easily. It doesn't work.
All right. We'll take a little break. Be right back after this. Yeah. Well, that's the show. Bruce, yeoman-like work tonight.
We're going to look up yeoman on the...
No, I know. It's like, yo, man, you're a horrible doctor. That's what I meant.
That's what I figured.
All right, welcome. Dr. Spaz, great job. So, until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Dr. Bruce saying mahalo.